Ladies and gentlemen, the executive vice presidents of All Elite Wrestling, Nicholas and Matthew Jackson, the Young Bucks.
Well, Matthew and Nicholas, they have been looking all night, guys, as we know, for the Stinger.
They've been on the hunt for the icon, Sting. And this Sunday, Tony, not only do Matthew and Nicholas Jackson have a chance to retire the icon Sting, they also have a chance to become three-time AEW World Tag Team Champion.
There's no question, regardless of what they have become, egos run amok. And you know what? I've discovered that they're both got big egos, but nothing like Nicholas. That's a horrible ego.
No, I mean, they're both. These are... I talked about how long I knew Eddie Kingston. I've known Matthew and Nicholas almost as long, and they're just... Oh, look at this now. You know, getting in the face of these Sting fans here at ringside. And
Darby! There's a Sting fan for you!
Darby Allin! Not waiting until Revolution this Sunday, getting the jump on Matthew and Nicholas. Watch out!
Matt, brother!
Yeah, Darby anchored.
Hey, what, the Bucks never expected that. We didn't expect that.
I was going to say the Bucks are still great tag team wrestlers. They could do it.
But where is Sting? I mean, we see Darby now fighting a pitched battle, 2-on-1 against Matthew and Nicholas Jackson.
Well, we know Darby's fearless. He don't care. He'll throw caution to the wind at all times.
Oh, my God, the bat. That bat to the midsection doubles over Darby Allin. And now look at Matthew. This is, I mean, reminiscent of what they did to Sting's son.
Absolutely it is. And that was the last straw for Sting, as we have heard.
Oh, now
the
EVP trigger.
EVP trigger's coming.
Darby.
And they nailed it.
If they land that, if they land the EVP trigger this Sunday at Revolution, we will have new AEW World Tag Team Champions.
Why a bat to the gut? After the EVP trigger, obviously, Darby cannot even get up. And then a bat to the gut by Matthew.
Well, Darby is basically the best friend of Sting.
Look, waving at the ramp.
Oh, Ric Flair, but we saw that meeting, right? When he went to the meeting, to the room of the Bucks.
They're calling Ric Flair out. Look at the big smile on his face.
Well, you heard Ric Flair. Like, how egocentric is Ric Flair? You heard from him last week, Tony, saying that he thought he'd be more involved in Sting's return.
Yeah.
He thought this would be more about Ric Flair. No, this is about Sting.
Of course it is. And you know what? I've known Ric Flair my entire wrestling career. Massive ego. He wanted to be the center of attention, and now look at him come out. Thumbs up to our EVP.
But Shivani, as you know, Ric Flair is also the dirtiest player in the game.
Yes, he is.
So he obviously did some kind of a Turner-Ruski on Darby and Sting.
I think maybe Matthew and Nicholas, they convinced the Nature Boy that they can give him the spotlight that he so desperately craves.
Oh, my God, look at this. Well, Flair loves the money. EVPs have the money.
Oh, right hand to Matthew!
So much for that!
Oh, no!
Wow.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess Flair was gonna...
You said it, the dirtiest player in the game. He pulled one over on Matthew and Nicholas.
He sure did.
Oh, Matthew, what are you doing here?
Come on, that's a 70-year-old man! 70 plus!
This goes partial with just how disgusting Matthew and Nicholas have been acting as of late, attacking a septuagenarian.
You can't even really call them the Young Bucks. Oh, brother!
They're now waiting for Sting to come down the ramp. They're going to meet him with bats in hand. Matthew and Nicholas, they're prepared for it.
Yeah, he's walking into a trap here, Sting.
Come on,
old man,
let's go!
Oh my God, look at this!
Sting!
And he's got
no clue. And now the realization sets in.
In the words of good old JR, business just picked up.
Oh, what memories have been coming down, rappelling from the top.
And Sting turning the tables on Matt and Nick Jackson, the equalizer.
For the Darby.
Darby, a coffin drop.
What an iconic moment in the short history of AEW Dynamite.
Sting descending from the rafters. And listen to this crowd, it has come unglued.
Unbelievable. Flair smiling from the corner.
We'll face Matthew and Nicholas Jackson this Sunday, live at Revolution on pay-per-view.
They were looking all day for Sting. They needed to look up in the rafters.
Well, Sting found them. Sting exploded on the scene right here, live on Dynamite.
Oh, what a unbelievable moment, guys. Can't wait for Revolution.
And Matthew and Nicholas Jackson may be rethinking things now. Maybe you have to come up with a new game plan for Revolution this Sunday when they face Darby Allin and Sting for the AEW World Tag Team Championship in Sting's final professional wrestling match.